You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I'm sure the whole world awaits for this moment. Next month will be one of the crucial events that will take place that the whole world awaits. And basically, it only happens not once a year, not twice a year, but 4 years, okay, in the making. At the same time, people are training so hard, giving their best so that they'll be able to get the gold medal for the Olympics this coming, I think, August, starting July 12th. July 27th to August 12th, almost 3 weeks of people, just imagine, athletes of the world will train just for 2.5 weeks of this event. And just imagine, with all the athletes and the spectators gathered together in the Olympics, do you realize that the last event of the Olympics, which they all waited for this event, is what you call the marathon race? Everyone wants to know who's the best in finishing the 42-kilometer race. And just imagine if you're the one running with all the participants, all the eyes of the world in that very place, on television, live right there in London, that you're the first one who would enter the stadium. And as you enter the stadium, think about the people who would cheer for you. Think about the clapping of hands, that they will call your name, that they will call your country and shout and give their best cheer for that guy who's going to come in first and the second and the third, and everyone will finish the 42-kilometer race. Do you realize what we read is the same thing that is happening in our lives today? As we run the race of Christianity, the Bible tells us that therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, who are those witnesses that's been talking about here? Who are those people who we're talking about here? They're people of the great men and women of faith. In fact, before Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews 11 speaks of 16 different people who have run the race, that they belong to the great hall of faith. Single out in that particular chapter. And here's the amazing part. At the last part of it, it says there, they finished the race, though they did not receive the promise that was given to them. Think about that. There was a promise given to these men and women in the Old Testament, but they paved the way. What is that? What is the meaning of that? You know what? It's not just them cheering for us, but us looking to what they have done, that it's really not about us. It's about the purpose of God in their lives, that when they made it, we surely can make it in this walk of faith. Are you here with me? Christianity definitely is a long distance race, not a sprint. It's not a one-time event na nagpunta tayo rito on a Sunday. Wow, galing ng preaching. Wow, na-encourage ako. Tapos na. No. It's a continuous walk and run in a life long distance race. We call it Christianity. And the whole point of this, the whole point is not for us to finish the first. But the whole point, the goal of this is if we could finish this race being strong. Question, how do we finish this race by being strong? Question, if we're talking about being strong and finishing the race, what about this? Do you realize that there are many who would stop this kind of race because it's a marathon, it's not a sprint? Let me share to you, how can we finish this race strong? First one, let us remove the excess baggage in our own lives. Everybody say, excess baggage. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us, once again, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. If there are things in our life that hinders, what is that? What is that word that hinders? In other translation, it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. Let us strip off, let us get rid of the extra weight, the fats. If we're going to be in this race, what are those excess baggages? What are those weights that you are carrying that you're not supposed to carry because it's a race that will drag you down? What is the very thing that hinders you, that stops your progress because you're not supposed to be doing things in your life and you keep on doing, which the song that we sang a while ago, Jesus gave us freedom. You are a free person because of what Christ has done, and you keep on holding that excess baggages and carrying in your own shoulder that you're not supposed to carry. What are those? Do you realize the word hinders means weight? And that is the sin that caused you to stop. The sin that caused you to slow down. Ano ba yung mga buhay sa atin hanggang ngayon? Ginagawa pa rin natin. Alam niyo ba, wala nang katapusan. Walang bago sa kasalanan. Pare-pareho lang. Nag-iiba lang na kanyo. Nag-iiba lang ng brand. Smoking, for example. It's a habit that lots of people will challenge themselves. I know a person who says, I'm gonna stop smoking. There's this smoke, the cigarette that you have to place in one, it's like a, parang cigarette din siya, alright? It's like a plastic that you put in there. All right, that when you smoke, you don't get the nicotine. But you're cool, man. Sure. Sarap nito. I stopped smoking. Why does people have a hard time quitting smoking when you're not supposed to smoke? Well, Pastor, I have a question for you. Is smoking a sin? Let me ask you a question. If you have pneumonia, if you have cancer, whom are you going to cry out because of what you've done? The Bible says our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Drinking sin. Yeah, look like in the Bible. If you drink excessive beer, it's going to cause you to what? Headache. You know what? I was telling my kids, Dad, I can't believe. She said, My daughter said, you're drinking beer? It tastes so bitter and you're drinking. Yeah. That's how deceived your dad was. I thought it's cool because you get along with your friends. But what's the impact of that? Sakit ang ulo mo, lasing ka, lakas ang loob mo, nagmumura ka, pati misis mo, binubugbog mo, mga anak mo, minumura mo, nagwawala ka, wala ka sa sarili. What about drugs? What about pornography? Until today, you know it's wrong. Folks, listen. These are the things that it's an excessive weight, baggages that you carry with you that you're supposed to get rid and run the race that is marked out for you. Are you here with me? Think about a Kenyan runner, for example. Have you seen a Kenyan runner? Okay, this is how it looks like. That guy in the middle is a Kenyan. How would you know if he's a Kenyan? But itim. Okay. Pero brando. Okay. Hindi ka Kenyan. Sabi mo itim eh. Okay. Hindi naman. You're brown. Oh, brown with a mix of black. Okay. But not really total black. Okay. Not because you're black, you're a Kenyan. All right? But how would you usually in a race... Most of the people, most of the athletes who won races are Kenyans. All right? Think about a Kenyan who will train himself with discipline, getting rid of those fats, compared to a Filipino heavyweight with his bags full of chips and fries and burgers running the race. Uy, kasi alam mo, mahirap na. May payong pa yan. Okay, may sweatshirt pa yan. You know what? Think about this. Every person who will run the race, they're going to get rid of their fats, the excessive. And let me tell you, it might not be sin. It might be wrong priorities, wrong companionship, wrong companies, hello, wrong desires, the worldly nature, sinful desires. It might not be not reading your Bible, not prioritizing Jesus. These are the excess baggages that you need to get rid of in your own self. In other words, listen to this. Anything that speaks of your time, baka puro FB ka na lang. Wala na yung Bible. Over fellowship na. Pero you're in the company of Christians. You're in the victory group, pero over fellowship. Think about that. You gotta be in the right shape, right fit, right form, and right energy. That's why next week, that thing you do will give you the extra mile, the extra energy, how to finish this race. Are you here with me? Number two, let us run with perseverance. Let's talk about the word perseverance first. What does it mean when we say perseverance? The Greek word is hypomone, okay, means patience, means endurance, steadfastness. It's both patience, endurance, steadfastness. If you put them together, that's perseverance. And the Bible says it's doing something bearing up in trial. How many of you wants to have trial in your own self? Do you remember those times nung mga estudyante pa tayo? Yung tipo may exam? Pag may exam, tumatawa ka ba? Sino masaya pag may exam? May test. Mga unannounced test. Quizzes. Hello? Di ba parang, may test? But you know what? It's good to have those tests. It forces you to study. It forces you to read. It forces you to discipline yourself. That's why the Bible says it gives you perseverance. Go through the hard mile. Don't make such shortcuts. You do it with all guts. I promise you something. In this race of faith, there will be trials. There will be temptations. There will be testings and storms that will come our way. That's why the root word of test, where we get the word testimony. Uy, may testimony ako, may good news ako. Something happened. Bakit? Because I was in a test. I almost slipped, let go. But I persevered. God gave me the grace, and that's why I'm here today. That's a testimony. Are you here with me? What about the word run? There are things that we need to consider when we say the word run. We have to remember two things. Are you here with me? The first one, when we say run, is this. We do not set the course. Everybody say, we do not set the course. Si Lord po ang naglagay sa atin dito sa race. He was the one who chose us to be in this race. Do you get this? I don't have any control of this race. Probably, there will be a race wherein I will face a big storm. I will face different kinds of obstacles. I will face probably snakes in my own life. I hope that's not the person next to you. I will face a different kind of test. But guess what? I'm going to trust God. Lord, you're the one who set this course for me. And Lord, I don't have any choice than for me to stay on the course. No matter what, there will be 5-star opportunities to quit. That is why we need help from someone. I remember the other day, just last week po, I was running around 5K in our place at Vista Verde. Tapos all of a sudden, while I was running, eh, paulan na. Around the afternoon, there's a dog was barking. When I look back, you know what? There was a big German Shepherd chasing me. This is no joke. Big German, I don't know where the German Shepherd came from, but he was running after me. You know what I did? I was, what will I do? Hindi ako natakot, actually. Paano gagawin ko? Sa paking ko ba ito? I was looking for, I saw a rock. There's rocks there. Get the big rock, and then I threw that rock, and then, psh, gone, bumalik. Gusto kong balikan kasi yung may-ari na sa telepono. Para feeling ko nakawala yung aso. Tumatakbo ko. Gusto ko habulin para lapain. Baka train eh. Shepherd eh. Alright? Hindi pala. German Shepherd. Alright. I don't have any choice. But there will be times where in this course, in this race, I gotta stay on the course. That should stop me from running. Uy, hindi na ako tatakbo kasi I didn't see a black cat, but a shepherd. German Shepherd's trying. You get a point? No matter what, we got to stay on course. But here's the bottom line. I believe we need a team that we're not just running a marathon. We're running an ultra marathon race. And that's where we get the word, let us. Do you remember Lance Armstrong? The seven-time world champion, seven consecutive years that he won that race. Big time, all right? We're in the Tour de France. I think he's the only one who won the seven championships. Guess what? Cycling is not an individual sport. It is a team sport. What he's good at is this. Going uphill. He's so good in riding his bike uphill, nobody will beat him uphill. And the last is the second one that his strength is the last course. Pag patapos na, dun ihirit. Dun talagang titirada. But in the middle of that, we don't know. But here's what happened. He has a team with him that they would form. Okay, I don't know, maybe V or G or U. But he stays at the back where everyone is kind of pushing him against the wind so that he will regain his strength. The moment that he hits the hill, he'll give and get on with the strength that he has for him to go uphill. And the same way with the last stretch, they will be with him, carrying him all throughout, but the moment for the last stretch, they let him loose. And he will go berserk and win the championships. Folks, that's why in this team, we have victory groups. This will help us set in the course for us to stay on the course no matter what the trials and testing that come in our own way. And we have someone, again, the test is testimony, to give us a testimony of what happened to her during the moment, a trial that somehow, boom, hit her, almost caused his whole family. Her family, but able to recover. Let's hear from Miss Jinky Espino, the wife of our very own Noel Espino, to give a testimony of what really happened to her last year. Jinky, take it away.
Good afternoon po. I'm Jinky, and that is my family, Noel, and my three kids. Sometime in September 2011, I received an offer for a position that I truly, truly dreamt of. Talagang dinedesire ko yun, and then it was in a big company. So my VG prayed for it. Everyone was happy for me. And then I did a good transition in the office. So everything was planned out. And then 1 week before my hire date, the company called me up, saying that the contract is being rescinded. They canceled my employment contract. And I have nothing to go back to. Because I already transitioned my work. May papalit na sa akin. And in an office at this time, laging re-engineering, laging mas konti ang tao, mas okay. So pag umalis ka, hindi ka napapalitan. So I really had no place to go. And I have children. So what do we do? And it was the second time it happened to us. That was the second time I lost my job. Noel and I didn't even have the guts to talk about it. It was that terrible and it was that bad. Yung alam mong you plan out for your family. Hindi ako aalis ng work kung hindi kang siguradong pupuntahan eh. Tapos, biglang ganun. So what do we do? What we were doing before, we did double time. If we were praying before, we prayed double time. What are the things that kept us strong in our faith? We hold on to it. Nag-ayos kami ng nasarili namin. This was the first time nag-tithe kami ng totoo. When we had nothing, yung gift, love gift na nare-receive namin, yung last pay na nareceive ko, we really tithe. It changed our lives na parang, Lord, we wanna do it right. I have nowhere else to go. And our VG knows this. They were there all the time. They were there when we were praying for the job. They were there when I lost the job. And I received text messages of encouragement almost every day. And even to what I did not expect, they went out of their way to help us out. More than they can offer. People na hindi mo ina-expect, sila po yun. I have two victory groups. And it lasted for 6 months. I didn't have job for 6 months. So, April, we hold on to the faith, we hold on to what the Lord said. But sometimes, minsan, di ba, Pastor, pag puro word at word ka lang, minsan, may discouragement pa rin eh. Iiyak ka pa rin, and, you know, yung people who would cry with you, who would embrace you, who would be there physically, yun yung kailangan mo as a person because social beings tayo eh. And we wanted that. And it was the church who helped us during those times. I remember on the day na I lost my job, Pastor Earl approached Noel saying, bro, if you need anything, just let us know. Pastor Winston was there for counseling. He said, let go, move on. When Pastor Alfred and Ate Belen knew what happened to us, they were there at the door. And this VG never really forgot to pray for us for 6 months. And what happened for 6 months? In April 16, that was the first day I have of my new job. Sometime in May 5, I received my car allowance. So we had a new car given by the new employer. Sometime in June 10 to 18, the company sent me to U.S., to U.S. to meet my stakeholders just for a meeting for 1 week. And then this June, nahit ko yung target namin of $8.35 million, which dollars sa company. And it really made everything. And prayer yun nung it was all soaked in prayer kasi I was really so afraid to do anything that was wrong. I really asked my VG, please pray for me. Kasi nga, lagi naman tayong nawawalan. I have nothing to hold on. Nothing is so certain. Kasi sabi ko, please pray for me. Please pray for me. May meetings ako sa US. Makakausap ko CFO, board of directors. Hindi ko alam. And Pastor Mark was there saying, kaya mo yun. Pastor Ed was saying, kaya mo, pinadala ka dun. And those were the encouragement that I got. And this July, my boss gave an appraisal and she said she's recommending me for permanency. And that's just for 3 months. Eh, di ba 6 months ang ano? I don't see it as my personal, yung ako gumawa. Kasi alam ko nung ako gumagawa, laging parang nauudlot. Nakukuha rin, bumabalik din. But this time, I knew it was for real kasi mas inayos ko na yung buhay ko. And there are people really praying for you. Yun eh, I'm so afraid to do what is wrong now. Na parang, please pray for me so that, you know, there's people to back you up. Yun po, glory to God.
Great. Thank you, Jinky. You know, losing a job and having 3 kids is something. Hindi ho biro yun, no? And what will you do if you don't have any friends, any relationships who will stand with you, encourage you, and text you, and pray for you? And she said during the 3 p.m. service that people would just willingly give money without explanation. And so just imagine what kind of life that when you run this race and there's no one with you, which I believe is very crucial. And talking about in the race where Jinky pointed out, we have someone who's part of this leadership, which I'll not be around without this man, asking me to pray to lead this church, which is none other than Pastor Ferdy. Pastor Ferdy is not just a marathoner. He's an ultra-marathoner. He run the 100-kilometer Bataan-Det March race. And he finished it for, simply lang naman, 30 hours without any sleep. 30 hours. Think about that. He finished the race for 27, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry? 28 hours pala. Sorry, I got confused. 28 hours. All right. The whole point is everyone has to finish before 30 hours. And so what happened was, he was telling us a story. So imagine, pagod na si Pastor Ferdy. He was running this race and really, not in his mind of giving up, but he was so tired. His knees, his foot is really in pain. And so he asked someone, he has a crew with him. We call that pacer. All right, if you're going to run this race, you can't run without a crew, a pacer. Where he said, bro, can you do this for me? I'm running. Can I put my hand at your back and just lean on you? Because I just need to sleep. I said, what, Pastor Ferdy? I need to sleep. You did sleep? Yes. He was running this marathon race. Okay, his hand was there at the back of this pacer. And while they were running, he was sleeping. You know what? That I cannot understand. I don't think the guy is a man. You know, honestly, he might be Iron Man or Mighty Thor. But after a while, he said, I regained my strength. I slept around a few minutes. And then here I was. I get back on the ball and start running again. And then after some time, this pacer will have another pacer, all right, to replace him. And so in every runner, there is a pacer. A pacer is there to encourage you, to motivate you, to tell you there's going to be 20 more kilometers. There's going to be don't give up right now. Come on, you're the greatest. Come on, Pastor Ferdy. They keep on encouraging Pastor Ferdy. They give him supplies, food, water. Everything's with the pacer. And he was able to finish because of those people whom we call a pacer. There was one also, a pastor, who finished the race. And that's Pastor Jun Besana. All right, Pastor Jun Besana joined that Death March race wherein, story naman niya, the last 20 kilometers, imagine 100 kilometers po yung mga kapatid. Last 20 kilometers, he made a decision, I give up. And when he said, I give up, you know, the pacer told him, no, you cannot give up. You should run. You should finish the race. Last 20 kilometers. When he was telling us the story, we were all disappointed at him. June, that's 20 kilometers. You're giving up. You're disappointing. I can't believe that. So we were just trying to tease him. But he said, bro, really? My foot was really hurting. I can't finish. But this pacer of mine keep telling me, you got to finish. And I said, no, I give up. And here's what he said. June, Pastor June. You know who's in the finish line? The finish line, your wife is there waiting for you. Your 5-4 kids, your 4 boys are waiting for you. And some of your members in your church are there to cheer you up. So what will you going to do? You're not going to finish the race. And guess what? Something inside of him that inspires him. I got to finish. My family, they traveled many hours just for them to be there. And so he did it. Folks, this Christianity is not just a marathon, it's an ultra marathon race. And you cannot last without a pacer, without a team running with you. Gone are the days of those so-called independent Christians who would say, I did it because of myself. Here's number 3, we got to focus on Jesus and Jesus alone. Why is that? The reason? Because Jesus is our pacer and forerunner. You just don't know, but Jesus is there running with you, and not just to run with you, but He is the forerunner. He went before us already, that the scripture tells us, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. A lot of people would quit the race. You know the reason why? Because they lose focus. They lose focus on Christ. And Jesus is there to let us know, I did it for you. If I did it, my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough for you to get on your feet, shake off those excess baggages, and move on no matter what. Then I will be with you. Jesus is not just the pacer or the forerunner, but Jesus is also our strength and our sustainer, who will be there to help us in the time of need, to the point that you're almost going to give up and say, this is it. Guess what? Just like the pacer, just like the person who was trying to tell him, go and finish that race. He's not just there to tell you and encourage you. He's the one who's going to strengthen you, sustain you at all costs, whatever situation you are into today. Are you here with me? Jesus, the Bible says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's the most important thing. And lastly, Jesus is our high price and inspiration. You just don't know who's there at the finish line. You know who's there? You know who is our price? You know who is the crown? Forget about that gold medal. Forget about the praises of men. I'm going to finish this race. Because I will finish because of Christ. Christ is waiting for me in this race. Why would you give up? Why would you let go? And there's an opportunity that Jesus is telling you, you got to be part of a victory group that supports you. And you focusing on me because I'm the high price. The Word of God says, brothers and sisters, I myself, Paul says, don't think I've reached it. But this one thing I do, I forget about the things behind me. Forgetting what is the past. Eh, dati kang ganito, that's your past life. Forget that. Move on. Stand up on your feet. Shake all those excess baggages. Get rid of that and start running the race again. Out of things ahead of me, verse 14, the goal I pursue is the prize of God's upward call in Christ Jesus. Our goal is to meet Christ at the end of the finish line. Because God is the one who is our rewarder. Folks, what are we waiting for? You get back on your feet and run the race. Because together with Jesus, we will run with perseverance and finish the race. Can we just read that together all across the whole room today? 1, 2, 3, go. Together with Jesus, let us run with perseverance and finish the race. Together with Christ, we could finish the race. Together with Christ, let us finish the race. Not just you, but us, all of us together, the community of faith, one spiritual family. We can all do this together.